It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number two and time for Tucker State, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. But before we get to anything to do with the 2019 recruiting class and the beginning of Ross's rankings, we've picked our winner for the GoPSURV.com.
Nice.
For the blue-white game.
I hope it's me.
It is not.
Is it? Weren't you, when we were doing that throughout the program, weren't you supposed to say at the end of each time you advertise it, all the affiliates and people of Keystone Sports Network are not eligible?
Really fast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to do that. You might get in trouble.
Have you stayed?
We just got busted right there.
Heavy fines. Heavy fines.
I believe two of the four of us in the room have stayed in GoPSURV. Anyway, our winner is Henry Biaggi, B-I-A-G-G-I. From Pittsburgh, he'll get a free RV for the blue-white game Friday through Sunday. We had more than 340 entries from 19 states in the District of Columbia. And Henry, you are our winner. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you, Mark. Well done. Enjoy blue-white weekend. Remember, for the best single-game RV value in Happy Valley, check out GoPSURV.com. Remember, less than a month away from the blue-white game, and even if you weren't the winner like Henry, to win the free RV, you can still get a great deal from GoPSURV.com. Starting at just $350 for a group of four, arrive Friday, stay through Sunday for the blue-white game. A free 409 tailgate club meal is included along with free shuttle to and from the game. Enjoy the ultimate tailgate experience. Contact Mark today for more details. 1-800-519-8464 or go to GoPSURV.com for more information. $350 starting out for Blue White Weekend. That's a pretty good deal. All right, Ross. I like this. I enjoy when we do this. The 2019 recruiting class rankings, all 23 of them in order. We'll do about three of them per segment until we count them all down. Then we'll do the final two in the very last week. Penn State finished with a top 15 class ranked nationally. 18 of the 23 came in at either four or five stars. They finished second overall in the Big Ten to Michigan. So are you ready?
I am, but I need to give my disclaimer.
You do need to give your disclaimer. Go ahead.
All of these guys are unbelievable football players. They got full scholarships to Penn State. They are way better than I was when I was in high school. I'm in awe of how good they are, but the nature of such a list is that you can't put everybody at one. So you have to rank them somehow, and there has to be somebody 23, 22, 21. They're all really good. They're all better than me, and I really like all of their parents if they're listening.
That's some pretty serious sucking up. I got to give him credit. That was good.
That's saying why there's a 23. And number 23 is offensive lineman Anthony Wiggins, 6'4", 297-pound. He's a junior college transfer from Lackawanna Junior College. All yours, Ross.
So, just so everybody knows the process, okay? We go through, and I have, over the last year or so, evaluated all these guys. I've watched their tape, and everybody, you can go back, check out the archives. Go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can go back and listen to my original take on all these guys, right? So I rank them based on that. But then when I'm going to come in here and talk to you guys about it, I rewatch the guys on the list that we're talking about that week so that they're fresh in my mind, right? And Wiggins pretty good. Now, here's the thing. I feel like you have to, and Bob, I want your opinion. I feel like you have to grade junior college guys on a curve. They're older. They're playing other college age guys. It just looks different. It looks like a lower level of college football. It doesn't look like high school football. By the way, he might be the smallest of Lackawanna's five offensive linemen. It's unbelievable. I mean, that school produces a lot of talent. Do we know where he's from originally? Was he a Maryland kid or?
I think he was a Maryland kid. Yeah. That jumps out of my mind.
So I'll tell you the thing that jumps out to me the most about Wigan. He's got some nasty to him. He's got some.
You never he's got shy some, away from a guy he's with got a
some
nasty
stuff to him. He's got some shit to him. He's got some. You can spell it. I think those are just letters. You can put them together however you want. So anyway, heck, we already got busted for not having the disclaimer for the contest.
Yeah, we're already Keystone in trouble.
Sports Network affiliates cannot be eligible for the contest to win of the RV. Anyway, so he gets after people. He gets after people, and I think that might have been as big a reason as any as why Penn State got him, because they are so hungry for that. Part of the reason why I think C.J. Thorpe is on offense.
Yeah.
They want guys to try to either get in the lineup or pushing to get in the lineup to show the other guys, hey, this is how we want to play. Like, he throws dudes on the ground and jumps on them. Like, he has some nasty to him. I really liked it. He moves well. You know, it's so much easier to project him because they're playing college football, right? So it's like shotgun, spread. He's pass blocking. He looks like a guy. I mean, I think there's a chance it's a decent contest between he and Walker. He's not as big as Walker. He has been playing Big Ten football now for a year, practicing there. But I think he looks like a guy that'll be a real good swing tackle. Moves well, probably not great, but moves well. Not as big as he said he was. He was supposed to be like 6'6", 315. He was really like 6'4", 297.
Correct.
Or something. I think Penn State like rounds down, maybe. I don't know.
I'll get to the bottom of it. In your mind, better prospect coming out of JUCO, him or Paris Palmer?
Him.
Okay.
How Paris close? Palmer was longer and maybe a little more athletic, but Paris Palmer just didn't have any stuff to him.
That showed up 2015 week one.
Yes.
Temple.
Yeah. This guy has some stuff to him. And so I enjoyed watching him.
Do you think he pushes Will Fries on the left as well, or just he's more of a right tackle? Okay.
No, I think it's a competition between he and Rashid Walker. My guess is Rashid probably wins it and that Wigan becomes the swing guy, which I think is why they – usually, when you go JUCO, it's because there's a need. Like, you think there might be a need that year. And the need for Wigan was to compete and provide depth at tackle.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Quarter number two, we have started the 2019 class rankings. Number 23 was Anthony Wigan. Number 22 is defensive end Joseph Darkwa, 6'5", 270-pound, three-star recruit from the Dusseldorf Panthers in Germany. Hey, he's the number one player in Germany, right?
Yeah. Number one player in the country.
Number one player in the country.
Don't say Germany. Say number one player in the country. So we talked about him not that long ago.
Yeah, it was only committed like 6 weeks
ago. In January. Yeah. And it's like, if you guys listen to your board, watch Anthony Wiggins tape, okay? Junior college football in America, and then watch Joseph Darkwa's tape and try to picture yourself evaluating those two guys. I mean, some of the fields he's playing on look like Pop Warner fields, and some of the players he's going against are not good. But he is very physically imposing, physically impressive. He is a redshirt guy, but an excellent mold of clay to work with, to be able to see what you can get done with him. Like I said, I think he redshirts. We'll see how much he grows. What do they list him at weight-wise?
6'5", 270.
So he there's a chance he gets ticketed to be an inside guy. He's got kind of the same body type as Smith Vilbert. Those guys remind me of each other, just very different levels of competition. The thing is, he is raw, but he actually throws some moves. Like, he actually, for that Dusseldorf league, he looked like he knew kind of what was going on and could read out like a screen or a run. And he looked like he could throw hands and had some decent moves. You know what's interesting? Watching international tape. Because I have buddies in the UK. They asked me to watch like their kid that plays high school football in the UK. They don't understand the urgency with which you have to get out of your snap.
Mm-hmm.
And they also don't understand running through contact. I think because like they don't start playing till they're in high school, like they'll run And then right before contact, they'll stop, gather themselves, and collide. Dude, you're dead if you do that. You got to run right through him like it's a wall. You got to run right through the guy. That's the thing. It's really hilarious to watch how slow the Dusseldorf offensive linemen come out of their stance. It's like, dude, we got to go. That guy's trying to kill you. Let's go. Anyway.
So the European football thing is interesting. I played in the UK.
But it's exactly America. My point. Exactly my point. We got Darkwood going against Andy P. Shea over there. Okay,
it was American high school at a military base, but we scrimmaged against a UK team. Just awful. They were awful. Yeah. Now, we were league champs.
I would have taken – there would have been something cool and fun about like smashing a UK guy like with the accent.
It's the rugby background that teaches them not to run through contact. That's what it is.
Oh,
that's the rugby background. All right, one more to get to before we get out. Number 21, wide receiver TJ Jones, 6'1", 185-pound, three-star, Columbia High School in Lake City, Florida. He's outside the top 500 nationally, number 72 at his position, and the number 72 recruit from the state of Florida.
So he's a really good player, and maybe as we go through this, I'll think that he should be higher. You know who he reminds me of, Bob? He reminds me of, like, Daniel George, Cam Sullivan Brown. He reminds me of guys that I remember watching and thinking, really good player. Nothing outstanding in terms of size. What's his size? 6'1", 185?
6'1", 185.
Yep. Nothing outstanding in terms of size. He's fast, but he's not KJ Hamler fast. Good hands, competitive, good run after catch. Maybe he becomes Deshaun Hamilton. Maybe he becomes DeAndre Tompkins. But I think the reason why I didn't grade him that high is because the guys that he reminded me of on tape, Cam Sullivan and Daniel George, they can't get on the field for Penn State, right?
Yeah, well, Daniel George is a little bit bigger, and I think he has a little bit more upside. But it sounds like you're saying he does everything pretty well, but he doesn't do anything that's elite, and that's gonna usually you need one of those things probably to.
That's kind of how I looked at it. Yeah, is it's like, okay, I see ya.
You keep waiting for it,
right? But I think you could say Deshaun Hamilton didn't do anything great, and then he ended up being like Penn State's all-time leading receiver or whatever. So anyway, those are my thoughts. All three good players. Plus, I'm a little biased against JUCO and foreign people, and I and I a foreign leagues competition, and I pumped up Daquan Hardy so much that I had to put him higher.
Ask Ross is next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.